Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Nucor Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol NCAU and on the OTCQX under the symbol NCAUF. We are chatting with the president and CEO, Luke Alexander. Nucor Gold is focused at the Enchi Gold Project in Ghana. The company already has a resource that stands at a little over 1.4 million ounces of gold in the inferred category. That resource was released back in June of last year, and the company has ongoing a 90,000 meter drill program with a couple different goals around this drill program, something we will get into shortly. But Luke, just for maybe some of the new listeners or people not fully up to date on the story, can you give us a quick rundown, recap of the work that was done last year, 2021, to build you up to this stage, please?
Yeah, absolutely. And Happy New Year, Corey. Happy New Year, Shad, and everybody who's listening in. So as you highlighted, our Enchi project, it is a district scale exploration project in Ghana, which is a tier one jurisdiction to be operating in. We are in the midst of the largest ever drill program on the project, 90,000 meters, as you highlighted. 2021 was an extremely busy year for us. We put out results for about 63,000 meters of our total 90,000 meter program. We had the highest grade intercept ever on our project, which we released middle of last year, 95 grams over 2 meters. We also put out a PEA in 2021, in June of 2021, which outlined very robust economics for our project. Looking at our project at a $1,650 gold price, you're looking at an after-tax NPV of $212 million, after-tax IRR of 42%. If you were to increase that to $1,850 gold, which is closer to where gold is today, you're looking at an after-tax $300 million NPV and 54% IRR. So our project and company does provide very good leverage to the gold price for shareholders. And then we also put out a updated resource in June of 2021 alongside that PEA. So as you highlighted, we currently sit at just over 1.4 million ounces. And that resource that we put out only included 20,000 meters of our total 90,000 meter program. So lots of additional meters that we will look to include in future resource updates as we look to complete this drill program.
Well, Luke, just as we look towards the year ahead and look at the year behind us, you're taking a multi-pronged approach to how you do the exploration, some of it dealing with the deeper drilling and some of it dealing with drilling along strike and then even the discovery drilling. Just walk us through the general overview of the multi-pronged exploration approach you'll be taking in 2022.
Yeah, because it's such a large land package and it truly is a district scale exploration opportunity, what we've done is we've really focused in on a multi-pronged exploration approach. So we've got our four current resource areas that sit on the project, which make up that 1.4 million ounces that I talked about. All of those resource areas remain open along strike. So we are continuing to step out at all four of those existing resource areas, looking to expand the overall size of the mineralized footprint, which then will feed into future ounces in a resource update. We're also focusing at all of our existing resource areas on drilling for the first time ever at depth. And for us, at depth is below 150 meters. Prior to this 90,000 meter program, the deepest ever hole drilled at our Enchi project was only down to 150 meters. But what we've seen with other greenstone hosted deposits along the Sefwi Bibiani belt, including Kinross's Toronto mine, 50 kilometers to the north of us, and Newmont's Ahafo mine, is that they really increase in grade and grow in size as you start to drill into the sulfides and get deeper. So we're doing that for the first time ever as part of this 90,000 meter program. And then the last thing is we are targeting some new areas for the first time ever. We've identified 25 targets across our 216 kilometer land package, and we're starting to drill some new areas for the first time ever. We've previously talked about Siyum South. We completed drilling that anomaly, which is one of our largest anomalies on the project, in December of last year, looking to get those results back in the next month or so and release those to the market. We're also drilling Tocosilla for the first time ever, which is a very prospective target for us. It's got a past producing mine there. It's got a lot of kind of artisanal workings. So we're excited to be drilling that at the moment. And again, we'll look to get those results out in the next few months here. So not losing focus on our existing resource areas, continuing to add oxide ounces by stepping out along strike. Those are very valuable ounces. Following up with deeper drilling as we start to get a better understanding of the geological setting of each of our deposits, and then targeting some new areas for the first time ever. So that's the way I would describe the multi-pronged approach that we're taking to create shareholder value.
All right, perfect. Very good summary there, Luke. Let's move on to the news that came out this week on Tuesday, January 11th. We have some drill results from the Niam and Quachikrum deposit areas. These are RC drill results, so not part of the, let's say, deeper drill holes, but some interesting results here that included some higher grades near surface. This is, in a way, kind of a new development, as you have been hitting some of these higher grades deeper down in the system. Summarize initially these results for us, please.
Yeah, so Niam and Quachikrum would be our third and fourth largest resource areas. They actually sit on the same structure, which runs 40 kilometers north, south, right through our property. And Quachikrum and Niam sit about 5 kilometers apart from each other. So at Niam, the focus was drilling, within these results, was focused on drilling up dip and down dip from previously drilled holes, looking to widen and deepen the overall mineralized footprint, as well as we are drilling in between some sections. And we were very pleased with the results at Niam. And as you highlighted, we did have some nice higher grade results within this, within these holes as well. You know, over 4 grams, over 4 meters, as well as almost 5 grams over a meter, and an additional 5 grams over a meter in hole number 90. So those are the kind of higher grade results that we will then look to do some deeper drilling and follow up on. And in our press release that we put out at on Niam in November, that really highlighted some of the deeper drilling that we've been doing and some of the higher grade results that we've been encountering at Niam. Moving now to Quachikrum, within this press release, we have now stepped out to the further to the north of the Quachikrum deposit. We've extended the mineralized zone by 500 meters, and we see that the results that we put out as very prospective to now do follow-up drilling, step in between those sections so that we can look to add that to an updated resource in the future. So very pleased with the results that we had at Quachikrum as well.
Well, Luke, you kind of alluded to it, but I was going to ask you about the deeper drilling as a follow-up, because a lot of these holes, if I'm correct, were RC drilling. Do you think you'll go back in with some diamond drills now? And what would the general meterage be that you planned as a follow-up at both projects?
At this stage, you know, we've kind of allocated meters to some other areas on our project. Again, Tocosilla is an area that we're drilling at the moment. You know, we've got about 4,800 meters planned there. We drilled down at Siyum South. Some of the recent results that we're most encouraged by are right down at the southern end of our Boeing deposits. Right on those, on that last section, we had some very good grades. So we're planning some follow-up drilling there. And that's kind of back to your initial question, Shad, about how we systematically approach the drilling. What we typically will be doing is constantly ranking the drill results that we receive, that we receive, and then prioritizing where we go back and focus on drilling. Absolutely, we're going to go back to both Niam and Quachikrum, given these results and other results that we've had, look to follow up on the deeper drilling, look to drill in between the sections so that we can get enough density to wrap a resource around it. So we will go back to both Niam and Quatchikroom, but we do have some other areas that we're going to focus the near-term drilling on, given the success that we've had, as well as the goal of making new discoveries on the project. So yeah, short answer is yes, we will get back there.
I want to also dive into some of these results from this Quatchikroom area, because one thing that stands out to me is that you have extended gold mineralization by 500 meters to the north, now making gold mineralization extend to a length of 1.5 kilometers. So that's a nice increase from 1 kilometer up to 1.5 kilometers. What was the initial resource here at Quatchikroom? Because I think that was one of the newer areas that was added to the resource in that last resource update. And what consistency are you seeing now over this 1.5 kilometers on top of what initially was just 1 kilometer?
Yeah, so Quatchikroom, the initial resource there was about 56,000 ounces, and that was an initial resource that we put out as part of that update in June of 2021. That represented about a strike length of 500 meters. So we've essentially tripled the mineralized strike length now with these additional results that we put out today, as well as we've done some up dip and down dip follow up drilling with the goal of widening the mineralized footprint, as well as obviously lengthening it, which you've highlighted with that, you know, that comment.
Well, Luke, just as we look towards the year of 2022 and all this exploration drilling that you're doing, I know there's a number of those new targets that you're still drilling and awaiting results back on, like Tocosilla and Seum South and parts of Boeing deposit. What should the main focus be for investors that are following along? What news should they be looking out for in, let's say, the first quarter and the second quarter of this year?
So if you look back at all of the kind of news flow over the last year and a half, we kind of committed to the market that we'd have results out every month. And hence the reason we're talking on a monthly basis is we've consistently delivered drill results on a monthly basis. So, you know, mid-February, expect more results, mid-March, mid-April. If you look at the total number of meters that we've released to date, it's about 68,000 meters of our total 90,000 meter program. So that represents about 75 or 80% of the total drill program. So lots of news flow still to come from a drilling perspective. And then once we get all the drilling done, we will look to get an updated resource completed at some point in the second half of this year.
Luke, I just want one more quick comment regarding some of these new areas being tested. What's the thought process behind what's possible on some of these new areas? What are you going to consider a success? What's going to warrant follow-up? What can you give us broad insights into what you're hoping to hit?
I mean, the areas, you know, Seum South and Tocosilla, for example, they're very large anomalies. And that's one of the things at Nucor that we kind of always find challenging is really highlighting, you know, how big this project is and how large the anomalies are that we're going after. So Seum South, for example, it's a 3.5 by 2.5 kilometer anomaly. So what the approach we typically take is we'll go in, we'll do trenching. We'll first of all do airborne geophysics. We then do soil sampling, and then we go in and prioritize where we're going to want to do the trench work based on the other work that we've done. So at Seum South, for example, last year we did about 3 kilometers of trenching. Based on the results from that trenching, we built a 30-hole drill program and then went out and did first pass drilling across the anomaly. The spacing on that drilling is typically about 400 meter spacing. And our goal is to ultimately make some initial discoveries. And then we then would go and prioritize where we do follow-up drilling, tighten up that spacing, and look to ultimately push towards an initial resource at any of these new targets that we've got across our property. Similar at Tocosilla, we've got about a 40-hole initial drill program planned there. Again, very wide spacing, call it, you know, 400 meter spacing, given the size of the anomaly that we've got. And then once we've completed that drill program, again, Hopefully we've made some initial discoveries, and then we'll prioritize, okay, what does the next drill program look based on the results from that first pass drilling? So that's how we systematically approach the exploration for any of these greenfield targets that we're focused on.
So Luke, before we get you out of here, kind of a new topic that a lot of people are wondering deals with COVID and potential restrictions. Some companies are having a bit of trouble getting back on site in the new year. What can you tell us about the environment where this Enchi Gold project is and your guys' ability to get back on site early this year?
Yeah, so Ghana has fared very well from a COVID perspective. I mean, if you look at the number of cases in country, yes, they did spike around the holidays, but they topped out at about 2,600 cases in Ghana. And to put that in perspective, that's on a population of about 30 million people, so roughly 10% the size of the U.S., or you know, roughly about 70, 80% the size of Canada. So very low case counts in country. We've obviously got all the policies and procedures in place to make sure that our employees and local communities are safe. All of our employees were back from the Christmas break last week. The drill rigs got going, and we haven't had any issues from that perspective. So it's full steam ahead from an exploration perspective on our project. But absolutely, I mean, it's a good question, because that is something that we're hearing more and more about, is, you know, a number of operations that have basically ground to a halt because they aren't able to get back to site because of obviously the significant increase that we've seen in cases as a result of Omicron, and, you know, some of the challenges that poses for a number of more remote communities who obviously don't want to have COVID spreading within their communities. So I think that is going to be a big theme for Q1 of this year, is, okay, our operations back up and going, or have we had to see a pause in drilling as a result of, you know, of some of the restrictions that Omicron and COVID is obviously playing with different companies. But for us at Nucor, again, we're very fortunate that Ghana has fared incredibly well from that perspective.
All right. Perfect, Luke. Really appreciate this update. We will post a link to that news release highlighting those drill results below this interview. And if anybody has any follow-up questions, as always, you can email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. In full disclosure, Shad is a shareholder of Nucor Gold, and we'll be having Luke back on the back of some more news and drill results. Luke, thanks again for your time. Keep in touch on the back of some more news, please.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, we're very active on social media. So anyone who's listening, I'd encourage you to follow us either on Twitter or LinkedIn, YouTube channel. Lots of investors and prospective investors have found the content that we provide very useful. So look us up on those different platforms.
All right. Perfect. Thank you.